All right, you ready for Jubb's audio grab bag of fun?
Let's do it.
We're going to have some fun here. This is the hottest record out there right now. It is the maybe the hottest record ever done. Yes, it's Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department that came out late Friday, and I hesitate to even talk about it. Because if when you do, you're going to be instantly corrected. Didn't come out Friday. It came out Saturday morning.
I know.
All right. Okay. It's setting records. That's
my point.
I thought
it was Thursday at midnight,
this.
By the way. But don't worry about that.
Yeah. Whatever. So far, 700,000 vinyl albums have sold, and that just took her 3 days to do that.
That's an ungodly number to sell today.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the vinyl.
Vinyl
and she has
albums.
Set all sorts of streaming records, single-day streams, 300 million. And this song here, Fortnite, was the most streamed song in one day.
Just the, what is this? Who's she sing with on this?
This is Post Malone. Post Malone. Mm. Fastest album to 1 billion streams on Spotify.
It's because there's typewriters in this video.
So
maybe
1 billion streams. She got about $75 for that.
Yeah, somehow the math works out. But no, she's actually making money because you get that many streams.
Yeah,
I have listened to probably 80% of this record because she had the bonus tracks that also came out to put it up to 31 to make it this big production
double album. Is there such a thing as a double album anymore?
Well, I guess
if she's putting out vinyl, it has to be on two records.
I think you can still call it that.
You can call it that on track count, probably, if you got 30 tracks.
I will say about four or five songs hit me, including this one. I think this is a nice song.
Can
if
I
if I have any sort of criticism towards this album, I would say this.
I have no part of this.
That's Georgia Toriel here.
I don't want her Bayhive to come after me.
I would say this. I think it's a splendid album. That's what I think.
Okay.
No, I would say
what cop out.
No, I would say in the 20 songs that I've heard, there's a little same songy in there, and even this song is very similar to a lot of the songs. But I think melodically, this is the best one. But they all have the bum, 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 bum.
Mm.
And she's contemplating the relationship that went south.
Oh.
Poor Joe.
That's a new angle.
Alwyn's taking it in the shorts on this one.
Yeah.
There's a couple of Travis references, somewhat corny about scoring a touchdown and all that. But, you know, that's what she's into. That's great. Happy for him. Hope it goes well and all that. And I've traditionally liked Taylor Swift, but I don't know if you have a Swiftie in your house.
Oh, I do.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And you've got to be really careful with what you say. And I've always been a supporter of hers for the most part. My biggest criticism is she over-celebrates first down catches or even a
that's a weird musical criticism.
For only a second down catch for 5 yards. But, you know, that's her boyfriend, so whatever. I just got a little worn out on that whole story.
Can I tell you this about this album?
Yeah.
This right here, it's the most I've listened to it right now.
Mm. This is it?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Because my wife, she goes headphones on most of the time around the house with it
now. Does she like Taylor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did she go when she came to town?
No. She's been to the movie.
Okay.
Of the Eras tour?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right here.
I thought it was the Eras tour. It was like a
Kennedy pronunciation.
Yeah.
And sounds like all the Swiftie fans are happy with it.
Here's the problem I have with this song is it doesn't have the, you know, it's new the formula of the build up to the big chorus.
There's not much of that in this
album.
You
jump in pitch, you jump in intensity.
You're not going to get that in this album.
Yeah, it's not.
And there's not a lot of instrumentation either. That kind of frustrated me a little bit. It's very synth and
But it's great.
We
it's
love
like
it.
The best
We've
thing
supported
that we've ever had.
And the world is supporting it now with
Absolutely.
A billion streams. So congratulations.
This is the most I've listened to it. But I'm not saying it sucks.
Right.
No, not at all. We're not saying that.
I got no idea because I know it wouldn't appeal to me. So,
yeah.
But I don't have any problem with her at all.
Right. No. We want to make that clear. So congrats to Taylor setting all those records.
That's
over
awesome.
The last week. Yeah. Also new music. This came out last week, and I want to give him some love because Tickets have moved really fast for Macho Self Storage Jub Jam. Pat Green is our headliner on May 31st at the Longhorn Ballroom. This is Elvis in Memphis that came out last week.
This is The Cure. That was Whenever I'm Alone with You.
That's similar.
Is this a cover
similar?
Of it?
No.
Oh.
No.
That would
but
be
you
an
can take
odd
that up
cover
with Pat.
By Pat Green.
I'm sure Pat appreciates your support on that.
He's a Cure fan.
This was recorded at Arlen Studios in Austin, produced by Sean Giddings, who is Pat's keyboard player. He's an amazing talent, and he wrote it with Brett James, who he's written several songs with, including Feels Just Like It Should.
I like this.
It don't matter what they say. Baby, you and me will be like Elvis and Memphis.
Yeah, it's very classic.
Understood. You go up in pitch and you get intensity. Hey, right? That's called a chorus.
Yeah. Yeah, and I understand it's doing very well. Texas radio and the Texas charts are already shooting up. I don't know if he has a billion streams yet, but it's another great song by the great Pat Green, and we're so appreciative of him to be a part of Macho Self-Storage Jub Jam. Get your tickets at theticket.com and help out the senior source of Greater Dallas. My little band will be there, so will Gabe Lee, Bobby Duncan, Isaac Hoskins, and Michael Padgett, May 31st. It's going to be good. Okay. From Pat to flatulence.
Oh, no.
God. What a segue.
Man, what's going on at
this
place?
Love that. He'll absolutely love that. So the Cowboys had their pre-draft press conference. As David reported, every team has to do this in the NFL.
Do they have to do this?
It's required.
Is it really?
Yeah. David wrote that the other day. And it makes sense. Why not? Why not pump up the draft and, you know, get your town interested in it? And
part of the miracle PR machine that the league is by having basically at least one event per month in the offseason.
And tonight's draft coverage on the NFL Network, of course, for the best coverage, keep it right here on the ticket, ESPN, those numbers will be better than NBA playoff games.
No doubt.
Yeah, it'll be huge.
Well, they beat the NCAA Women's Championship game.
That's a good one. Yes, I bet they will.
Maybe combined.
Yeah, you put the NFL Network and ESPN together, or ABC. Who's ever got it tonight? I only listen to the ticket and Bob and Norm and all the dudes. Okay, so this is Trent Baalke. Are you familiar with his work? He is the GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, now let me see. Is this a GM whose ass is on the line here this weekend?
Well, apparently so.
Because
listen really closely as he's talking draft, and his pants explode.
You know, whether that's three or four players we're looking at right now, we're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
That's not real.
Yes, it is.
He acknowledged it.
It is so real that they went back and they made an edit for their website afterwards.
The Jaguars did?
Yes.
On their own website?
They took it out.
They took out the toot.
Is there a radio station in Jacksonville,
excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry. I
just ruined my big board. I'll change these pants in just a moment, but let me make one more point.
All right, one more time.
You know, whether that's three or four players we're looking at right now, we're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Why would he do that?
I don't know, man. He just sounded like he jumped on a duck.
It's like he thought he was going to sneak it out.
And it just pogoed onto a duck's back.
Did that or stepped on a frog, one of the two.
It was a little more than he bargained for. I just can't believe.
Yes. Sorry, felt it was going to be silent. But anyway, back to what.
Sorry about that.
I shouldn't have trusted it. Sorry.
Sorry. You don't mind if I just raise myself up off the seat a couple inches until it finishes this point? I just don't want to be sitting in this.
Sorry about that, sports fans.
That's kind of amazing.
That's unbelievable. I mean, Norm at least tried to cover it up when he got excited one time and had one pop out.
All right, one more time, just to hear what Jacksonville might do in the first round tonight.
Okay, that's why we're listening to it this time.
One more time.
You know, whether that's three or four players we're looking at right now, We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Unbelievable.
I don't think that's
he
real.
He is now my favorite GM.
What's
in
his
the
name
NFL,
again?
Trent Baalke.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good luck to Jacksonville in tonight's draft.
Can't wait for their post-draft press conference now.
There's proof, Rich, that, yes, his ass is on the line here in tonight's NFL draft.